Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, did Hannah Uptown funk it up or what? Everyone in Hannah's life said, don't do it. This is not a good decision. What are you thinking? Hannah went on a party bus for Blackout Wednesday with her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend. Now, Hannah had opened up recently that she had broken up with her boyfriend, Matt.
He broke up with me.
Or he broke up with her. Sorry. I guess we're technicalities. We're going to get right. He broke up with her. This is not him. This wasn't the most recent ex who just shattered her heart into a million pieces. This is your ex of 4 years, though. You guys were together for 4 years, and he has a girlfriend and has moved on.
Yeah, this was my longest standing relationship. It was way back when, before my recent breakup. And him and I have always been pretty civil, but I've never met his new girlfriend. Him and I are in the same friend group. We went to high school together. We were together in college, yada, yada. And so this was the first time I knew I was going to be meeting her. And I just had so much anxiety going into this because I didn't know how it'd be. I didn't know if her and I would talk, if him and I would talk,
you guys
what it would be like, what it would look
like. You guys are civil, but you guys don't like talk.
No.
So this isn't like, you guys have seen each other like a few times since that breakup, right?
Yeah, but no like big conversations or anything like that. But I just, you never know how it's going to be when your ex brings around a new person. You don't know if they have questions for you or what it will look like.
And Blackout Wednesday is like one of the biggest party days of the year.
Yeah.
People like to go hard on it. You got a party bus. So you literally, everyone's like, don't go. Why are you putting yourself
through that? Family was like, Hannah, I think this might be the worst idea. AB said it was a bad idea.
I mean, you're literally like, stuck on that bus.
Right.
It's not like you're going to a party. You can go to another room. You are trapped.
On Wednesday, after the show, Hannah was like stressed out. Like, oh my God, this is happening, guys. I decided to go. I already paid for it. AB, I think, jokingly, but there was a part of her that was kind of serious, said, I'm going to take a sabbatical today. Because we thought AB, as one of your best friends, was going to get like 6 phone calls from the bathroom, just crying that you put yourself in this situation, that you were hanging out. And you were in a weird place with your old friends, I feel like, because you felt like everyone was just in different places in their lives. So everyone's like, don't go.
I mean, it was a terrible concoction to even go into. I knew that.
Yes. How'd it go?
Honestly? It was fine. Like, I had...
She's ugly, isn't she?
No.
No, she's probably super pretty.
No,
I was just joking.
No, it
like,
was great.
Hannah's not intimidated by her.
Right. No, I'm not intimidated, but she was great. We didn't have any interactions, but that is a good thing.
You guys didn't talk? You didn't talk? Like, you didn't, like, have any conversations?
And you know
even,
me...
Even with all the drinking?
Even with the bus?
They're just even with the drinking, she was on the back of the bus. I was on the front of the bus. Oh. No awkward,
you
like,
let her know who's at the front of the bus.
No even, like, glares were exchanged. And you guys know, like, if I fear there's a problem or anything, I have to address it right there.
Yeah, you would have walked by, like, did you just look at me
and
weird?
And alcohol always gives me a, you know, little liquid courage.
Right.
But still, nothing bad. Like, I wish them the best. Nothing bad happened. But I did have people blowing up my phone being like, is everything okay? Has the eagle landed? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I had 3 different people set to pick me up in case this went awry.
Oh, wow.
And everyone expected to be there. Everyone actually was like,
the backup.
Yeah. You know, like when you like the Uber just waits by the airport. All those people were just sitting outside right. of the party bus bar.
The psych ward had a bed open for me that night, and I did not go. So it was great.
Really? Yeah. So mainly because you didn't talk. Did you talk to him?
No. I had no need to.
Is that more awkward?
I know. I feel like that would be more awkward.
No,
you guys didn't exchange 80 words.
No, there's nothing to be said.
I mean, you just kind of avoid the obvious, right?
Right.
Like the other option, I guess, would have just been to go straight up.
I wanted to have a good night. I wanted them to have a good night. Like, there's nothing that could have been said that would have made it.
There wasn't even like a hello.
Like, no, hey. Like I didn't.
I will
care
say
to
it
say
was
hello.
The biggest bus I've ever seen because Hannah sent a picture to
Brett.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
It was
yeah.
an enormous bus.
Yeah, I mean, really there was 30 people on that bus, so I had a lot of people to talk to. I was good. I was set.
So wait, it was a very dramatic situation that it just led up to nothing. This sounded
yes.
very Hannah-like. Yeah,
very
okay.
Of course.
9:20 today. Pick your presents back, and you're gonna have a chance to play on Y98 St. Louis.